Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Terry Laundrie, Nantucket, with our update for May 12, 2005. In our first picture, we see the completion of the initial rally of the short-range T, which came up pretty much as expected. To answer the question there on Marty Schwartz, I haven't talked to him for some time, at least 7 years, the techniques that he uses are pretty much to get the accumulation pattern in the oscillators from the oversold condition as a prelude to a rally. And then the expectation of a 5 to 6 day rally is quite common in short range, new short range TA, so that helps you get over that that little negative. And so that allows the trading opportunity for aggressive traders, and that's all that is. The main interest we have, of course, is whether the new short range TA is of the bullish type, that is, can sustain an uptrend through its right side or not. Which is a bearish T. That remains to be seen. The negative technical picture here is that we ran into the 55-day moving average and we have come off of it. And since that is the definition of a downtrend when you're underneath it, we have not yet shown any clear breakout from the center post rally, despite the fact that the oscillators went up a lot. Now that's something of some concern. We discussed in the last report the cash flow in the RIDEX funds, and that indicates a possible bottom. Nothing is guaranteed on that one, so we have to find another technique to get us into a mode where we can confirm the probability of an uptrend or not. The short range T picture is probably not any help right now, and we will probably have to wait for more data before we can go on. Make any further deductions to set up some of the pattern. Now to move along, we to the second chart where we have the weekly adaptive channels for the S&P 500 stocks. You notice that the general picture here is that there is bullish support at the middle of the channel, which is the neutral level listed in the chart as 1156 on the S&P 500 cash price. We have bounced off that level, and what we need to do now is to show that there is support there, and if there is support there, then you will have the opportunity to resume the uptrend to the high point, which is currently given as 1233 on the S&P 500. Right now we don't have any particular information on how to go about that, so I just say that there's a couple things you can do. You can wait for the bullish support level at the 1155 level, the 56 level, to try and grab hold. And since we're about, 10 points above that now, 71 versus 55, a little more than that, we have just to watch to see if there's another more than 15 points down on the downside. I think if you do go below the 1156 level, you want to be cautious there, because if you look back in last year, what happened is you went under the black line, you rose up, and then you set down on it. Now we've now come up, and it would be more bullish if the market was able to find support at the 1157 level, 56 level, because the selling climax that was identified by the zigzag projection should have been completed. So there should not be any further selling. If you get further selling, the short range T could be the wrong type, and so there could be further weakness. You don't want to see further weakness here, because in that case, if you go under, you end up, if you make a new low, you could be going down to the green line, which is the low level, and that's given as 1081, and we really wouldn't want to see that. That's not part of the forecast, but you do have to go through the process of holding the bullish support line. And let's see, that's about it. My cat's climbing over the my paperwork here. So we'll just have to wait for some more data. And thank you for checking in. And we'll put on some, hopefully next week we'll have more information. But the 1156 level is the area that you're looking to hold. I would pass on one other thing is a conservative way to confirm an uptrend, is which I will discuss in the next week, is to wait until the advanced decline line breaks. That's the daily cumulative advanced decline line. Breaks into new highs. It's a late signal, but it's fairly secure as far as generating a sustainability in the new short range tape. That's it for today. Thank you.